Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is the King of glory. He's alive forevermore. Amen. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us today. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we're just humbled and grateful to belong to you and to be yours. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge you are God. Amen. Amen. Man was born to fellowship with God. The only true God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, is the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. And just knowing Him, eternal life is just knowing Him. If someone knows Him and meets Him in that personal, one-on-one, face-to-face relationship, they will never be the same. They will realize, wow, this is the answer. This is Jesus. It's Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when they meet Him, He's the only one they will want, and that's how we walk with Him, how we, that's how we, in Him, we live and move and have our being. He becomes our everything. Amen. And now the great mystery, one of the mysteries, many, there may be infinite mysteries in the kingdom of heaven. One of them is, it is up to a person what they do with God's offer, with starting with salvation. It's fully up to a person. Even a believer who's been has known the Lord their whole life, if they're every day, they God gives them the choice to of what to do with His offer of Himself. This is an eternal mystery, but we find that when we seek Him and He makes it easy and simple and wonderful and glorious. It's an eternal celebration with Jesus Christ. It's a, oh, hallelujah, such a wonderful celebration. It's beyond words. Why? It all is because He is beyond words. His beauty, His majesty, His splendor, His mercy, merciful, His giving nature, His He's abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, and it just goes on and on. He's His power, His greatness, His excellence, His how He to think that He would. And really the deepest reality is fellowship with Him. To think that He would offer that to mankind is an unspeakable mystery. We as humans, I did hear even yesterday a great man of God said, one of the secrets and keys is that we realize we are a sinner, a broken and contrite spirit. I do believe that's one of the most important things. One of the biggest keys in knowing Him, meeting Him, knowing His glory. And it says that, of course, in the Bible in numerous places. But there is, let me step back from that, take a time out from that. We do understand, if we live on the earth, we know it's challenging and at times difficult to live on the earth as a human, you know. They say the hardest part of every job is dealing with people. And well, I remember someone that I know said, he who humbles himself will be stomped upon. Now that's in the natural. So there's a practical thing that I go back to is just the spiritual. And then there's the practical. You know, the practical, we, you know, God has given us common sense and so forth. We have to take care of our responsibilities, pay our bills. We have to eat and take care of our body and do, you know, have interaction with people and, you know, deal with other people. We have to, you know, there's a whole dynamic in that. And why am I bringing this up? Well, if you listen to this podcast, you know I focus on the spiritual as most of the time. But the reality is we do live on the earth. And God understands that. He remembers we're made of dust. But in the midst of all that, we can, even in the everyday things that we all deal with, we can still practice the presence of God and seek Him and seek Jesus Christ. And, you know, a great man of God talks about waiting on the Lord in Psalm 119, you know, reading slowly in Psalm 119 and letting the Holy Spirit, you know, waiting on Him, seeking Him, and persisting. And again, that three realms of prayer. Going back to what I said just a few minutes ago, the reality is most people say no to God's offer of Jesus Christ. Most believers likely do not go into those three realms of prayer. I don't want to be negative, it's just a reality. We see that with believers around the world. Most do not go into ministry. You know, so you see how all truth is parallel. Most do not go into the realms of prayer. They might pray some, but they maybe just stay in the first realm. They're not going to experience God's glory. There's four phases of knowing God. Most believers stay in the first phase. They won't understand or experience His glory. They won't have a hunger. They will get bored of the Christian life, and so their focus is on other things, such as money, career, family, friends, entertainment, having fun, hobbies, or other things. Jesus spoke about the cares of this world, the riches and pleasures, those three things that keeps people from bearing fruit. This is a reality. So what are we to do? Let's try to work out our days so that we can seek the Lord. It's so glorious that all He asks is that we know Him. We don't have to be concerned about... Now we need to... If He calls us into ministry, we need to push and persist and do what He tells us to do. Absolutely. But the main thing in everything is just knowing Him. We can do that all the time. It's a glorious opportunity every day. It's the greatest offer ever made, the greatest, highest, and only offer made to mankind that He offers to fellowship with us, that He offers Himself, His glory and majesty and all those, just all that He is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the exact representation of God's nature. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Lord God Almighty. So we have Reinhard Bonnke called it, he said, we are condemned to victory. You know, when we have Jesus Christ within us and all around us, it's just so awesome. So I want to try to finish up and focus on one thing, the glory of the Lord, the presence of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit. that's the answer. That is the complete and total 100% the answer. It's not anything else. It's not knowing the Bible. It's not working all the time in ministry, doing things for God. Okay? It's the presence of Jesus Christ. That's the answer. That's His glory. The glory of the Lord is Him. And when we know Him, I truly believe everything flows from that. Like, we get caught up in, you know, studying the Bible. Listen, it's great to do these things. You know, studying the Bible, listening to teaching tapes and messages. If we find our Father in the Spirit, it might be a man or a woman, and we listen to their teachings. That's great. That's wonderful. But be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, don't... It's worship will flow. We will naturally worship. We will naturally... we'll naturally be able to maybe forgive if someone hurts us. You know, humans are, we're all sinners saved by grace, and people are gonna, you know, maybe that you've never had anybody hurt you, but, you know, most of us have. They asked a great man of God, a patriarch of the faith who's now in heaven, at the end of his life, they asked him, some ministers asked him, what's been the secret? And let me tell you, his ministry's had more than 100 million books in print, and he never pushed them. I mean, he's a patriarch of the faith. He said, the presence of Jesus. That's the answer. That was the key. You know, developing that personal relationship with him. And by the way, I remember speaking to someone who knew this man, who said you're lucky to get three words out of him. And he was totally untouched by his fame. He was famous in Christian, you know, circles. Not a household name by any means around the world, and he was totally untouched by it. I mean, he just walked with Jesus Christ. That's the key. And isn't that glorious? Anyone can do that. Man, woman, child. You don't have to. It's so glorious. And also, I've used this analogy, but I need to hear it. We all need to hear it. The presence of Jesus on the 1 to 10 scale is infinity. Beyond words. It's absolutely tragic that most of the world, if you ask them, oh, okay, what's Christianity like and Catholicism, they think it's the total, it's like religion, dead religion, boring, awful. They think it's just totally unnatural, that it's like you got to go study the Bible and act spiritual and go to these buildings where people are acting spiritual. It's like, who wants that? That's altogether the wrong way. It's what humans were born to do, is to know Him, and it's up to a person what they do with it. Completely up to a person. And, you know, let me add this. It's sad. In the last week or so, I have to admit, sometimes for entertainment, I go to watch comedians. Three comedians that I've listened to, and I don't listen much, but I might watch a little bit of their something on the internet. Three of them made fun of Christianity and even of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's a serious thing to do that. So I'm not going to say their name. That's all. I want to just touch on this. The world... Okay, and these are famous comedians. They're speaking for a lot of people, feel the same way. They've totally have a total misconception of Christianity, okay? And first, it's wrong for them to do that, right? Okay, it's very serious. You know, we should be honor and fear God, okay? But the second thing is, there's this complete misconception and misperception about everything related to Christianity, Catholicism, people who are Christians and in ministry and so forth. You know, one of them, you know, remember the point I made, if you listen, just within the last few months, I've made this, I think, a very important point. We as Christians and unbelievers do this. We judge people in ministry for asking for money, don't we? We judge them. Well, it takes money to be in ministry. But we're only hurting ourselves when we judge in this way. Okay? We miss out. I give my own testimony about that. A great man of God that I know of did some things that I disagree with. They weren't necessarily sins, but I disagreed with it. And so I stopped following his ministry as much and not listening to partaking of the anointing on his life. And so I missed out. I missed out. So my point is, so many Christians and unbelievers are judging and making fun of people in ministry and different things that they do. And the whole money issue, of course, is very a very divisive issue and causes, you know, people make fun of people in ministry asking for money. Well, whoever is judging, if we do that, we're only hurting ourselves. Same concept. This is so rampant. We see Christians, okay, and they do things that we don't like. They bother us. They are maybe no different from unbelievers. And so that might cause someone to not even be a Christian and not but follow Jesus Christ. How foolish that is. I know people specifically like this, and they've said this to me. They said, Christians are the biggest jerks I've ever known. Why would I want to be a Christian? Another person said, told me that some Christians took advantage of him financially, and he wants nothing to do with Christianity. Another person, a woman, was in Jehovah's Witness cult and was treated so badly, she wants nothing to do with anything related to God. Okay, these three people, that's three specific examples. I didn't even look for these examples. These people, are you following me? I mean, if I'm not even... This is a rampant problem, and if someone does this, they are missing out. In fact, if they don't get right with Jesus Christ and God, their eternity is at stake. Heaven or hell. They may miss heaven and end up in hell. Are we going to let some things like this, some people, every person is, except Jesus Christ, is a sinner, saved by grace, or a sinner who is not saved. Every person is fallen, dysfunctional, makes mistakes, has weaknesses. Are we going to let them affect our eternity? Okay, so I want to move on. This is an important thing. This is the same principle applies, you know, to us. I mean, we might see someone in ministry and say, oh, you know, I don't, these people in ministry that bothers me, so I'm not going to go into ministry. Who cares? Just do what God tells you to do. Just go right in. Just ignore the haters. Ignore the takers. Just follow Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And thank you for letting me present this. I wanted to be practical in the midst of the answer, which is the glory of the Lord. Amen. And so that same, I'm going to try to finish, but that same principle applies to us getting the glory of the Lord. Meaning, if we have unforgiveness towards someone, that's going to keep us from receiving the presence of Jesus. If we are distracted with the cares of this world and constantly doing that, then we miss out on the greatest thing, which is infinity, the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen.